As we welcome the draft hopeful Will Phillips in on the conversation. Will, thanks for joining us. Tell us the 7 or 8 minute study break that you've taken. Which subject were you studying?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I was studying for geography. I've got an exam tomorrow, so they're looking forward to when that's all done.
Yeah, so Will, geography is a fascinating subject. Give us your strength and weakness in geography. Which part of the world are you confident in, and which part of the globe do you just absolutely no clue?
Gee, I've never been asked, actually.
That's what we do here on Sports Day, Will. We ask what you haven't been asked.
Yeah, righto. All right, you put me on the spot, but I'm pretty confident with Cameroon, China, and... yeah, probably not. I'll say those two for now.
Okay. I can't believe that the two countries you picked to be confident in are Cameroon and China.
What's the capital of Cameroon, Will?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know that. It's not so basic. We don't really need to know capital cities or whatnot. So it's a bit more sophisticated than that. But Tukaruk's another part of the world that I've studied heavily. So yeah, the Tukaruk wetlands. Good old Mornington Peninsula.
Well, let's hope you won't need a whole heap of geography lessons to whichever club that you go to, although depending on where you get drafted, you might have to point to it on the map of Australia. Will, in all seriousness, how strange has this year been for you, footy-wise? You obviously would have headed into your school year thinking about all the footy you were going to play. I know you had a niggling injury that you might have missed the first part of the year anyway, but what's it been like? Talk us through it.
Oh, yeah, it's been incredibly strange. I won't lie, it hasn't been pretty. You know, I definitely went through some periods where I was really flat and really had to pick myself up. But in saying that, you know, once everything sunk in, so I allowed myself to feel, you know, the range of emotions I was experiencing. I feel like I'm pretty resilient. So I picked myself up and I was lucky to have a supportive family and friends. So... they really helped me to push through it, and I've tried to just forget about, you know, all the bad stuff and put that in the back of my mind. That's helped me to move forward. So, I've just tried to look at in what ways I've grown, really, and I think I have grown a lot, despite, you know, not having been at school for half the year. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things come out of it.
I mean, it's a tough year doing Year 12 at the best of times, Will, let alone not being in the classroom for half of it, let alone not pursuing your dream and being out there on the field. What have you done to distract yourself? And I guess as part of that, keep fit and ensure you keep your footy skills up to scratch at the level that they were last year.
What have I done? Well, I've been really big on organisation and structure. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I like to set my days out and make sure that I'm productive, because it's very easy to fall into the trap of just sitting at home and, you know, playing PlayStation, watching TV. So I'd sit down every weekend or every night, really, and map out what I was doing the next day. And, you know, that helped me to implement all these little habits that I've incorporated into my life, and hopefully I'll maintain them in the future. But, yeah, they've really helped me to on the ball with my training, keep fit, keep on top of my studies, and most importantly, I think, take care of my mental health and look after myself.
I think that's so important to hear, even at your age, to take care of your mental health, and that comes first and foremost. You had a stunning 17-year-old year last year, averaging 22 disposals with the Chargers. You start in the NAB League Grand Final. How important, in retrospect now, is that year to have had under your belt that you were able to star at 17 years of age, as opposed to, I guess, many of your peers who would have been looking to peak this past year in 2020?
Yeah, good point, actually. I am incredibly fortunate to have those opportunities last year, and definitely don't take anything for granted. And I think the best way that I can show my gratitude for what I was given last year is to absolutely give it my all and prepare for the draft as best I can, and hopefully have a career in footy, because, as you know, a lot of boys have missed out. I feel for them. I'm really sorry for some of my best mates that haven't had that opportunity. And it's good that the NAB League will have an under-19 comp next year, and hopefully they can push it themselves up. But, yeah, for me, I'm really fortunate. I couldn't be more grateful for that experience, and I put that down to the people I was surrounded by, I guess. They really helped me to beat my best last year, and it's held me a good step for the draft, and hopefully on draft night, things go to plan.
Who do you want to play for, Will?
I can't say that, guys.
you can tell us.
The common thing to say would just be that I'm grateful to go anywhere, and I guess I'd like to stay in Melbourne. I think that's probably same for everyone else in the draft. I'd like to stay in their state, but also recognise the draft, and I don't know what it would be like to go and live in Adelaide or Sydney or Brisbane or wherever. And I'm sure that I'd be able to adapt to that lifestyle too. I won't give you a club right now, but prefer to stay in Melbourne.
you would have learned a lot, I can only assume, being teammates at the Chargers last year with Matt Rowell and Noah Anderson. They've both been able to, in different ways, make an impact early on in their AFL career. Do you think you're that sort of player, Will, or do you think you might need a couple of years to warm into the system, which is absolutely no shame in, by the way. I think Matty Rowell was making it look a little bit silly in the first 4 weeks of this year.
Yeah, he took the piss, didn't he?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Am I allowed to say that online? I don't know.
No, absolutely. We love it.
Yeah. I said it and it's done. I do have a lot of self-belief. Whether it be I play every game or no games next year, I'm confident that I can get myself to a level where I can play some consistent AFL footy. That's me and my confidence. I think if you don't have confidence, then you won't go anywhere. So, I have a lot of self-belief that I can go on to do what they've done. But in saying that, it's a brutal industry, and I know that I'll just take it one step at a time. And if as long as I'm reaching my potential or at least striving for it and doing everything I can, then I'll hold my head up high. So, definitely, obviously Maddie and Noah, on the question that you asked me before, they've managed to adapt well to the Gold Coast environment, and it just shows you that you don't know what you're walking into until you actually get there. So, as I said, I'd be thankful to go anywhere.
Well, have you had a chance to have a chat with either of those two boys who you played alongside at the Oakley Chargers last year, given they were picked up so high in the draft, one and two respectively, and obviously have slid into the AFL system seamlessly?
I haven't spoken to them. I've spoken to Rowley's mum, who's good friends with my family, and I've got a lot of information off her. I was due to give Matt a call, and I think it would be timely considering the draft's coming up, but I have spoken to Fisher Mackesy, who's a good mate of mine, and he's at Adelaide obviously now, and he's been a bit of a mentor for me. Had a good long chat to him throughout the year about the draft and everything, and he gave me a lot of good advice.
We're speaking to Will Phillips, who is going to be a gun AFL player wherever he gets drafted to in the upcoming draft. But the more important issue is that he is, what are we now? You're about 15 hours away from sitting your geography exam in year 12. Is it your final exam, or have you got an arts or a language to go?
I got a humanities to go. So I've got geography, which is the humanities, and then I also got global politics on Friday, which is another humanities.
Global politics?
What a year for global politics.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts on Donald Trump if you can.
Yeah, he comes up a lot in our case studies, and so does China. That's why I'm familiar with China. That's why I mentioned that before, because we study it quite a lot. So. Yeah,
Will also told us that his strength in geography is Cameroon and China. Will, just a final reminder from us that the population of Cameroon is just a tick over 25 million. Its major exports include cocoa, cotton, coffee, bananas, rubber, and palm oil. So if any of that comes up tomorrow, just know that Sports Day told you. Will, good luck for the exams. Good luck for the draft. Can't wait to see you playing footy in 2021.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks,
appreciate
Will.
It, guys.
Good on you. Will Phillips there. He's got some spunk about him.
Hope he doesn't look at a question and go, was on sports day, didn't have time to study.